That was Dana with My Soul Magnifies the Lord. A very appropriate song, which takes us to 14 minutes before the hour 5. And we are trying, it's a Spirit Wednesday, by the way, in case you've just tuned in, it's a Spirit Wednesday, and we're joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard, and we're going through the New Year's messages. We've just gone through the message from the Father, from the Son, and now we are hearing Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven, the Seat of Wisdom, now. So let's hear, let's listen carefully. Dr. Charles, what is Our Lady, what is Our Mother saying?
Okay, she says, as my children know, I'm always next to my son Jesus. Where the mother is, there is the son Jesus Christ, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Sorry, where the mother is, there's the son Jesus Christ, and vice versa. I'm here to relay a message to my children as the new year commences today. I'm here to ask my dear precious children, I repeat and always repeat the same message, but my children receive them with deaf ears. Oh, my Immaculate Heart of Mary suffers tremendous pains as I see my dear children falling into the darkest sins in this world, and I watch them coming to eternal life and going into the pit of hell. Oh, what an aching heart. My dear children, don't fall into the prey of the enemy, the malign, to confuse you. Yes, there is heaven, purgatory, and hell. Oh, my dear children, they don't want to know about hell or purgatory. They say it's only heaven that exists. Oh, my dear children, don't be ignorant of this. Don't be astray from my son Jesus' sacred heart. He was born and his birth has been celebrated with joyous times. But some of these, my children, at these times, they forget about what is the most important at these festive celebrations, about their souls. To do a cleansing in their homes, their souls, spirits with a contrite hearts. This is very important at this festive time for the celebration of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, their Savior, to receive him with a clean, pure heart. How many of my children enter New Year 2018 with unforgiveness, hatred, anger, inheritance owed to one another, hatred towards their families, enemies, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ? My dear children, this is how you clean your homes, not only with a cleansing for Christmas in your houses, spring cleaning, but also your hearts. I ask you again, my children, start the new year by praying the Holy Rosary, attending Holy Mass in as much of your time as possible, but at least on Sundays. Confession with a contrite heart. Repentance. Receive my son Jesus worthy of him. Love your enemies. Change your hardened hearts. Pray for the conversions of sinners, for the Holy Church, my son priests, for your enemies and for this world in need of reparation, in decay. Use your time wisely. Don't waste time on petty things of this world. Pray for my son Jesus' sacred heart, being profusely offended and hurt because of the immensity of sins. Amen. I bless you, your loved ones, and all my children. Thank you for responding to my call. Amen.
Amen.
And then Fernanda just says a little prayer to the Holy Trinity and thanking them. And then Jesus comes on to close. He says, thank you, my child Fernanda. Pray for the souls in purgatory and the most abandoned ones. Mm. Oh, my child, there are so many souls waiting on this New Year's Day to come to heaven, waiting for my children's prayers to save them. I give you my peace, your loved ones, and all my children. Amen.
Wow.
That's
what,
it.
What did you make of that message, Dr.
So she's warning us about hell and purgatory.
Okay.
We think everything is, you know, we can do what we like and then we're just going to pop into heaven.
No, before we pop into heaven, we're going to go through the drive-through called purgatory.
Yes.
And guess what? There are people like Dr. Charles who will be praying for us. So why bother, you know?
but
just drive-through purgatory and
you know,
just have a...
And in one of the messages, they said, the Holy Trinity was explaining that, oh, what a pleasure it is, what a joy it is when my children die and they're in a state of grace with no unconfessed sins on them. Because then it's like they bypass purgatory. But there's only a small percentage of people that do that.
I heard the word cleanse your heart.
That's
is that
it.
Affirming what God the Father, God the Son,
yes,
was relaying in their message?
We cleanse our heart by first and foremost repenting, which
exactly
means I'm sorry, God. Then taking it to confession and reaffirming it out of your mouth so that the evil that is holding onto you can go. Because in this Gospels it says, do penance for the remission of sins.
Okay.
The sins get remitted and then your heart gets cleansed. And then make reparation.
Hang on. So the fact that I recognize that I've sinned is not enough until I get to confession.
it's enough for forgiveness, but it's not enough to get the demon off you. If you want to, that's a simple way of explaining
it. Yeah.
Because you see...
I have to go to confession for...
To get those...
So it's just not enough for me to say, hey, God, it's me here. Are you online? Yes, I'm online. Yeah, okay, fine. Look, this is what happened and I messed up. And
you see, you're going to stay spiritually weak if you don't take it to confession.
Okay.
So it's like all those unconfessed sins are like stains on your soul. Okay? That, like little pieces of... poo.
Yeah.
Those flies are going to keep coming.
Okay.
They're going to know your weakness and they're going to irritate you until you take it to confession, and those things will go away, and so will the flies.
So
you can be a temple of the Holy Spirit. They can't put strong temptations in your mind. They can't lure you in your dreams.
Okay.
You can stay in that state of grace, and then they start getting terrified of you.
So confession is very big, hey? It seems to be a big thing, hey? And it's something that I've also found Catholics are very... Okay, some the traditional Catholics love it. They're okay, they're comfortable with it. But the so-called modern Catholics, they seem to have, you know, they've got these issues like, oh, I can't go. And, there's this whole...
Now, that's straight from evil. So let me... So in my personal experience, I thought I'd confessed all my sins.
Okay. I remember you did share that.
I thought I had.
Yeah.
But then I started getting attacked in my dreams.
Oops.
What happens, you know, when you get into a sin in your dream and you don't have control and you wake up, it's like, ooh, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, that's because of unconfessed sin. So the evil has a bondage on you and he's allowed to replicate that scene or variant thereof in your dream.
So the devil then visited you in your dream.
Well, he puts his evil spirits, they come disguised as women or whatever he wants. Yeah. Whatever he wants, they just come disguised, you know? And they trap you into a sin. So if you are sinning in your dream,
and you, in your
you
mind,
are sinning. So now, I prayed about this a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed because I was not feeling good going to communion. And I thought I'd confessed everything when I was awake.
Yeah, that had to be confessed,
And then I was asking, well, am I sinning in my dream if I don't have control?
Yeah.
And then Jesus actually came in a dream. I was actually sitting next to Fernanda.
Okay.
We were on the clouds. It was a beautiful experience. And I was in awe. And then I didn't know. He said, you may ask the question.
Okay.
And I was like,
did you? Oh, no. Did you have this? You were going to ask this question now that you had the opportunity.
I was trying to phrase the question like, okay, am I sinning in my dream? This.
But how were you feeling when you saw that?
No, I was in awe. Because it was first the light, but like I can't explain. It's like white. Mm. It's brighter than the sun.
Yeah.
But it's just white, white light. You know what I mean? And then Jesus came and
But what was your response? Okay, that was your feeling. But what was your response to that?
I was like
to that revelation, if I may call it that. To that. I mean.
No, I don't know. I still sort of am in awe of what happened. So I was sitting there, and it was like Fernanda and I, we were like two good little students, you know, like just sitting there all like obediently. Mm. Then he came and he like looked me straight in the face and he said, you may ask. So I was fumbling the question.
Okay.
But then he knew, he obviously knows what I'm thinking. And then he said what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
He phrased the question how I was trying to phrase it.
Okay.
And then he gave me the answer. He said, yes, you are sinning in your dreams.
Yeah.
So that took me to a message in Alan Ames.
Okay.
Jesus Christ revealed also through Alan Ames. He was explaining to St. Matthew, if the evil can't get you when you're awake, he's going to try and get you when you're asleep. And if you comply to the temptation, you're sinning.
There's something about the pattern of evil then. And I've often said this on the program and on the show that it seems as if it doesn't just chill in some little corner when we choose Christ.
It's an ongoing battle.
So the day I got delivered, it didn't end there. Is that what you're saying to me? Is that what you're saying of yourself? That it doesn't end the day we delivered and we get deliverance and we live happy. Is there a happily ever after in the spiritual life?
Look, he's always going to try and attack you. But if you've cleansed yourself of all your sins, okay. You'll have full control in your dream. You'll know exactly what's going on as if you are on earth. So you'll be able to rebuke him.
So
what I'm saying
would I be right to say that spiritual attacks are part and parcel of the journey, just like potholes on the road trip to the South Coast?
They are, but if you take it to confession and you confess,
okay,
those attacks will get weaker and weaker, and the evil will get weaker and weaker.
Okay.
And you will gain more and more self-control and peace and love and joy and calm and understanding and wisdom and all those things from the Holy Spirit. You'll see it for what it is.
And do I get saved from those attacks, or I get spared from them? What? How does
you
it
will
work?
Gain self-control in those attacks.
Okay.
So right. You'll,
but you'll, sometimes, for example, I've often heard Dr. Charles, people talk about them being attacked, say, and they say, look, my finances are being attacked. And some people say, my marriage is being attacked. Or my family is being attacked.
Okay, so I want to differentiate between the two types of attacks.
Okay.
Okay. The one is when you know it's coming straight from evil. Like in your dreams, you know.
Yeah.
It's clear. Okay. Which is most of the time. Okay, he wants mm-hmm. to keep you awake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to understand. So, yes, if your money is getting siphoned out and you've got holes in your pockets, that is.
Or even it's just going into a bottomless pit somewhere.
Yes, that is often as a result of maybe someone's cursed you or you've cursed yourself
mm-hmm.
or there's some evil around. Like, God doesn't want all of our money siphoned out.
Yeah.
But there are certain instances where he allows it to happen.
Okay.
For us to get closer to him.
All right.
You know, and let's remember, Jesus was poor.
Mm.
Mother Mary was poor. They were humble, simple.
Yeah.
So it's ordinary. Not about the money, but
yeah.
We will know, when you're in a state of grace, you will know exactly when it's an attack and when it isn't. And you will understand your purpose.
Then the question that the listener could be asking right now is, how then do I get, we're told when rain is going to come, we're told take out your umbrellas and your raincoats, or if it's going to be hot, you know, like 3 days ago I was wearing sunblock, by the way, and people were shocked that a black man wears sunscreen lotion. But that's a curveball. Yes, I was wearing sunscreen lotion.
It's not a sin, don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. It was so hot. But we told to do that, you know, and I'm just checking. In the spiritual life, is there something like that? Because the sunblock. Could it be the rosary?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Could it be fasting?
So that's it. So there's the six weapons, number one.
Exactly. We need to come to those weapons, because that is what is going to carry our listeners in 2018.
100%.
Mm.
Now, confession is one of six.
Mm-hmm. Okay, confession.
I'd say it's the most important.
I seem to agree with you, but we're going to take a musical break. And after the musical break, we're going to open the lines and we'll come and finish those
six steps.
It's exactly a minute before 5. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. On DSTV, it's 870 on the audio bouquet. And we're coming to you live all the way from the city of Ekurhuleni in Edenvale. And it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi, Umfundisi Wodumo.